What do I do, Lord?
Destroy the child. Corrupt them all.
This is their plan, people. These are demons.
He needs some milk.
I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Well, hello there, folks. Welcome to the show. Whoa. I'm just coming over a storm there. There's a storm in the jungle. I think I brought it on somehow, you know. I was praying to the Antichrist, and I told him to show me a sign, and he just produced an absolute savage display of thunder, lightning, and by God, wicked rain. You can hear the river down below has broke its bank. Let's have a listen. Is that not impressive? Are you not entertained? Folks, how are we doing? I took a few days off, you know, but we're back, and we're back doing motherfucking late night radio. Fuck yeah, man. What the fuck is going on? It's 10:30 p.m. This is late for me. I rise and shine at 6:30 a.m. Oh, there we go, another flash of thunder. Looks like we're not quite done yet with the prophecy. Fuck yeah, I love when it flashes and then hopefully we'll hear a big bang in a second. God, it makes me so fucking... It makes me want to go out there with a fucking... I don't know, a metal hat. I want to fight the thunder. Can you go and fight thunder? I'll fight thunder. I sound like a fiend from the north side with a head injury. I'll fight thunder. Anyway, folks, how are you getting on? How's your mid to late April going? Are you achieving all your hopes and dreams for the year? Because if you haven't started achieving by now in the fourth month, then you might as well write the fucking year off. Yeah? Fuck, that was thunder rolling in the background to add to the ambiance of this. This is kind of like a life coaching podcast. So the life coaching skill that I'm teaching you today is, if you haven't got your shit together at the very beginning to achieve your goals, then scrap it all right now. If whatever you're doing right now, whether you were making notes, you're planning and structuring, you know, your dreams, flush it all down the toilet, set it on fire, fucking shit on it, set it on fire, flush it down the toilet, do it in that order, forget it, it's done, start next year fresh. What you need to do now is you need to get a bottle of gin and a gun. Ooh, there's another flash of lightning there, ladies and gentlemen. I know, this is an audio experience and I'm describing to you a visual medium, but that's how I do podcasting. I'm a storyteller and right now I'm talking about the weather. It's a very Irish thing to do, is to talk about the weather. But here in the Orient, are you allowed to call it that, folks? Will someone Google, am I allowed to call it the Orient? Because it feels very Oriental here. Mental Oriental right here. Just flash the thunder. Just fucking frogs singing. Anyway, guys. I'm kind of panicking about what I'm going to do after this. You know? After this wonderful escapism for the last 3 weeks. Oh, one more week left. Of yoga and meditation and boxing and just eating whatever the fuck I want. And then it's back to a fucking cold, hard reality. Right up my fucking hoop. Christ, I got no gigs booked in Cork. I got no gigs booked in London. And I got Edinburgh. And you're like, Mark, how'd you afford to do this? Barely. We've broke even. I need to make money at Edinburgh. But I need to make money in Ireland. And I see a lot of fucking hacks in Ireland making money and I'm not making money. And it makes me so fucking... I'm slighted, resentful. That's why I was praying to Satan earlier, because I'm so upset. I guess I'm good material if I got struck by lightning, though. That was, you know what I mean? If I did go out with a tin hat on, that'd be something to talk about, wouldn't it? you know, getting struck by lightning. I watched that show on Netflix. Me and my missus watched that show, Baby Reindeer. Very relatable. OMG. Well done. Very well done. Very, not the getting drugged and raped up the hoop. Not that part. But the cringy not wanting anywhere at work to find out you do stand up. That's up there. That's up there with the other tragic parts of the show. Also, I did have a... What I can barely talk about because I'm so traumatized. I had a slight stalking incident. Whoa. I don't even want to go into it. Some things are best. The stone is left unturned. It wasn't quite as fucking dramatic now as this content in the show. But, yeah, I fucking related to that character on a few levels there now, ladies and gentlemen. That was well done. Especially how fucking gay Edinburgh is. He fucking... I really want to know who the rapist was. Because it's definitely someone in the biz, you know what I mean? One of those creeps. There's plenty of them. If you go to an artist bar in fucking Edinburgh as an open micer, you don't even know you're not funny, but you're getting attention. That means you're probably slightly attractive and you might be getting fucking raped. Folks, I'm feeling rough. I don't know what I ate. I ate something that's making me feel a bit fucking giddy in the lower regions, if you know what I mean. But, I'm getting attacked here by fucking mosquitoes. Maybe I'll get dengue fever. That'd be some good material, wouldn't it? If I got dengue fever. Or AIDS. That'd be pretty funny. Wait, where's my... Alright, I come back from the Orient and I'm on stage, packed house. My first joke is, I just got back from the Orient, can you still call it the Orient? And I got, what did you bring back? I asked an audience member, what do you think I brought back? And they're like, what did you bring back? And I'm like, well, guess. And they're like, incense, a rice bowl. And I'm like, no, fucking AIDS. I feel like we've got a lot of work to do, ladies and gentlemen. I feel like we're quite behind. I've got to make some serious moves when I get back to recapture some of the momentum we had before we left. I still got a shitload of fucking clips from the open mic I'll just put on my Instagram. Christ almighty, life is grim. Give me a gun. We're going to the top, ladies and gentlemen. And by the top, I mean, hopefully, to God, we can get a few paid weekends and not go destitute. Because not going destitute is the fucking top for me. That is the top. That is Nirvana. That is paradise. That's just where we need to be. Fuck, the sky is illuminating again. Fuck. I am in control of these gods, I swear to God. I don't know if... I'm the puppet on their string, or they're the puppet on my string, if you know what I mean. If you know what I mean. If you know, who the fuck knows what I mean. Have a safe and wonderful night, ladies and gentlemen.